In all our trials, there is a truth that we can hold to in these troubled times. That truth has granted victory again and again. Whether we were fighting wars in Europe to oppose the anti-democratic terror of an ego-driven Kaiser, a power-mad Hitler, or the insane intention of religious zealots unacquainted with the fundamentals of their faith that should have shamed them from the aggression that their codified beliefs forbid. I bet not all of you knew that. Quran actually states quite clearly, aggression is frowned on by the one they call Allah. But we don't read books today. You don't read books, you watch TV, and that's part of where we are. But we prevail. Light extinguishes darkness. Nothing else does. And we prevailed at great expense, the cost of lives, of peace interrupted, of hope in peril. Yet we did prevail. We prevailed against evil. We restored the peace. We sustained our democratic republic against autocracies. That's ruled by a few or one. That's what an autocracy is. If you hear it on television, that's what they're talking about. If that's what you want, then don't pay any attention to me. Go ahead and sign off now and go away. Autocracies that sought to rule us by force of arms. Madmen who in every age attempt to secure for themselves unbridled power to rule us in spite of the good we want for ourselves and those we love. We remain secure, though admittedly a bit unsteadily at the moment, because our goals are noble, our methods just, and because we pull together when threatened by enemies, whether far in foreign lands or here at home in our streets or even in our sacred houses of government. We, the people, hold the trembling peace in safety even yet, because we pull together. Or do we? Or are we? Or are we fragmented by every issue that could possibly be raised? The color of our skin, our gender, our political party. We believe in truth. Or do we? We believe in law and order. That certainly is in question this day. When you think about the populace. We believe the best for all of us. If we're Americans, we believe these things. If you don't believe these things, then don't tell me you're an American, other than the fact that you live here. That doesn't make you an American in my eyes. Americans believe the best for all of us can only be when all of us are joined as one. And so the call. Shall we be joined as one once more, or fractured by falsehoods? Can we find common ground, essential goals we share together, glue that can pull our divided nation back together, the United States, united in faith, united in beliefs, united in hope? Our past is riddled by the insecurities of war, the loose cannons of political rivalry, the ambitions of fools who seek to modify principles of government, promoting their brave new world, opposing what wiser minds have built and died for so you and your children can live in peace and safety, free from the iron fist of autocrats who want to rule your world. Together we stand. Or together we fall. So, let's deal with this question. Where can we stand together? What do we believe in as Americans? Are we either Republicans or Democrats or Independents, or are we Americans? Where can we find agreement and thereby resolve our foolish differences? Where is the standard of decency we can lift again for all the world to see, as once we did when I was born in 1943 Where is the truth on which none can dare to disagree? Truth that promises better days ahead, far ahead, beyond these troubling times, when violence seeks to supplant our treasured peace with false rhetoric, designed to separate us into warring camps, so we are left to bite and snap at each other, instead of raising a flag of truce under which we can quell the madness for a moment and engage in peaceful dialogue to find those certain principles upon which we can all agree, principles to guide us, principles to heal us, landmarks of decency and faith set securely at the pinnacle of our purpose as a united people. Only fools navigate in darkness, free from reliable lights to guide them. Yet you, the American people, have been navigating in darkness far too long. And at this hour, you face the all too possible disaster, your continued failure to agree is going to destroy what you most treasure, the peace and prosperity that can be the American dream for each and every one of you. But you must get rid of this failure to agree and find something you can agree about. Together, America, who is she? Who is she really? What is her heart? What is the light must be lifted once again to guide her? And how will the darkness be extinguished once and for all so that light can shine and show the way for future generations to keep this once venerated dream of all mankind alive? Can you agree with jurisdictionary? There are such lights. Can you agree with jurisdictionary that one of those is everything that points the way to peace? Everything that points the way to peace. That's a light. If the light points to peace, that's one of those lights that we can agree about. And if it doesn't, hate it, run from it, despise it, ignore it, call it down. Because it's not for you. It's not your friend. Can you agree that violence is not a tool for progress? Nothing ever got built through violence. Can you agree with jurisdictionary that justice is a process predicated on rules that favor everyone without exception? This is your treasure, and you don't even know about it. You don't even understand what you have. And don't tell me you've been denied this truth, because it's been in the books, but now it's on the internet. And there's no reason not to lift this lamp and shine it into the darkness all around you. Can you agree with jurisdictionary that progress and prosperity are nurtured only where opportunity exists for each and every one of us, as we submit to rules that keep aggressive policies at bay, rules that secure a level playing field for all, rules we can believe in, each and every one of us? And finally, can you agree that in this perilous moment, when anger is fomented by a motive to inflame our citizenry, anger to divide us, anger to dissuade us from our common purpose, and thereby deny us the peace and prosperity that we deserve at the hands of leadership, regardless if they're red or blue, that we, the people, still may come together in unity, uplift the old standards of decency, honor, and the just administration of all our branches of government, because we are America, not those who pretense to lead us. We, not they. They work for us. And they, too often, are taking us away from what we once believed. There's no need for us to be divided as we are. But where are the landmarks formerly adhered to by wiser generations? Indeed, what are those landmarks that we can agree about that will help us navigate through this dark and stormy sea? Why do we no longer know what they are, nor share them with our children? The rule of law is one. That's not an option. You need to be telling everybody you know, the rule of law is not an option. The golden rule is another one. And that's not an option either. By those two alone, we can begin once more to build a better, peaceful, productive, successful tomorrow for our children. But first, those two must be lifted high above all others. They are the principal landmarks by which peace and prosperity can be guided away from dissension and deceit, the acidic attitudes that pit us at each other's throats as if we were enemy combatants on a foreign field, instead of neighbors with families and jobs and needs that cannot be secure, where anger and anti-everything is promoted by men and women unfitted to rule us or any other nation where the people are to be supreme. We are the answer. We, guided by fixed landmarks, traditional principles upon which our nation was conceived by men and women who, above all else, committed to agree. They struggled in that Independence Hall in 1776. They struggled for weeks, arguing about this and that, debating what to say that each of them could sign with confidence. They struggled, as we today must struggle, to find those enduring principles once more upon which and by which every reasonable human being can and with resolution and conviction stand together once again, united. Truth, the rule of law, the golden rule, and everything decent and orderly, united. American, not red or blue. You know what those principles are. Down deep inside you, you know them because they burn within your hearts. You yearn for them to lead you once again. And lead they will, as more of you begin again the eternal battle that truth must wage against falsehood. When I was a boy, the good guys in our cowboy movies wore white hats. They really did. The bad guys wore black hats back in the 40s. And as children in the 40s, we knew right from wrong, and it wasn't the hats they wore that told us. It was how the bad guys lied and stole, murdered, and lived apart from the law that made my hometown safe for children like me to play in the nearby woods with my chums, build tree houses, ride our bicycles without the slightest thought of fear, and enjoy life as every boy and girl today should be allowed to live without this unnecessary rancor and belligerence that's being promoted by political ignorance and unjustified bias. We knew what America was, even as children. America saved the world as her sons and daughters gave their very lives to secure what now seems sadly hanging precariously in a balance teetering between dominion and defeat. How shall we be ruled? By rules or by fools who have no inkling what America truly is, land of liberty under law? For only by law can we have liberty. We can't have liberty without laws that we, the people, obey and support. Either liberty with law or anarchy, perpetually punished by tyranny. The choice is eternal. No age has avoided its foreseeable consequence. We work for peace, or there can be no peace, no prosperity, no joy, no love, no laughter, no children playing in the streets securely as we did when I was young. You are the answer. Each and every one of you, with no exceptions. Either you choose peace and prosperity under the rule of law and the golden rule, or you and your children will, by your own inaction and refusal to choose what's right, bring upon yourselves the horrors you foment at this present moment by your failure to hold fast to what is good, what is kind, what is gentle and orderly, guided by the wisdom of men and women in our past who knew better than to be dragged down this corridor of shame by lies that will continue to divide you, demoralize you, and defeat you forever without hope of reprieve. Wisdom has known for centuries that once light is extinguished and false light lifted in its place, the people are forever driven to their industry to support the fancies of those who glut on the labors of the mass of humanity, whose blood and sweat purchase luxuries for others who refuse to work. 'Tis nothing new. Indeed, a wise man long ago was honored for saying, "There is nothing new under the sun." But we today no longer trust what wiser people told us in the silent pages of old books that this generation never reads. We have our television sets, the internet, and all the glitz and glamour of this modern age, so-called, ignoring the past. To what consequence? Will you learn the wisdom that makes peace possible? Will you work for justice, not only for yourselves, but for your children and for future generations? Will you stand against every falsehood presented to you by politicians and publish truth, even if it costs you a friend or popularity? Will you avoid association with liars and call them down? Will you stand for truth, the rule of law, the golden rule, and a system of law and order that has in every age provided the mechanisms of government that endure the storms of stupidity that presently infect your land with danger and threaten your children with irrepressible tyranny? We hold a precious treasure in our hands, our hands. We hold it now and only now. There is no other time to adhere to truth and act on it and it alone. The question remains, will we secure our treasure against violence, disorder, and the division determined to destroy all vestige of those American principles that once were praised all around the planet? America? Or Democrat, Republican, anarchist, fool? Your choice, yours and your neighbor's. Choose whom you will serve, truth or falsehood, light or darkness, wisdom or money. Law and order under the rule of law, or rule of a few rich people who never cleaned a toilet, swung a heavy hammer, or bust tables to pay rent and buy groceries for the family. You know what you must do. Ignore every voice that advocates violence or refuses to denounce it. Vote for men and women whose platform promises peace, even if it may cost you a few extra dollars. And don't be taken in by those who tell you what deep down you know are lies. Restore your republic by adhering to truth, the rule of law, the golden rule, and the path whereon men and women of goodwill and honesty work together rather than fighting and bickering over purely partisan issues. We must work together to build a safe and secure future for our children. We must stand against the advocates of violence who denounce decency and imagine that money and power are the only virtues we Americans care about. We're better than that. We can do better. We can rise above the rabble and rebellion that breeds where public legal ignorance holds sway over people who do not yet know the truth that we alone can share with them. We can stand once more for what is honest, peaceable, and kind. And by standing together for truth and justice, we cannot go wrong. Use the How to Win in Court course to defeat the darkness with evidence and truth. The American people are not liars, nor are we fools. Support the jurisdictionary mission. Promote public legal education for both you and your children. Fight the falsehoods that divide us before they destroy us. Be one people. Or fight only for yourselves. Ignore this message and do nothing while we perish together under the soul-crushing iron hand of global tyranny and the rule of a few extremely rich people instead of by all of us, as the founders planned. Only you can prevent tyranny. The first step is to know how to smell a rat. Be a true American. Nothing good favors the people when violence is encouraged. Stand up for what's right. Learn how to fight for it in the courts. Promote public legal education.